Now, since the start of the year, users of the social media site X have reported that some accounts are using an AI tool known as Grok to generate images of them without clothing. The tool is capable of editing photographs to create undressed images of people and sexualized images of children. Yesterday, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin described the reports as shocking and unacceptable, and the media regulator Coimisiún na mBan has said it's engaging with Gardaí and the European Commission on the matter. Cillian Gallagher is Ireland's Special Rapporteur on Child Protection and is on the line now. Cillian, good morning and thank you for joining us. Let's start with the effect that this tool could have on the lives of children who might be targeted online, who might have their images manipulated and edited and innocent photos of them changed into something where an image is produced where they're in a state of undress. What impact is that likely to have on a child's life?
Yeah, there's three things really. The first is we know from research that the harms from deepfake sexual abuse for the individuals depicted are equivalent to those from authentic images, because for victims, the videos feel real. And given how realistic they are, victims know that they might be perceived as real by others. So what we're dealing with here is Grok digitally undressing people without their consent, including generating images of 12-year-olds in bikinis, for example, and producing childlike images which are nude or sexually explicit. And the language which is often used by researchers is that this is deepfake sexual abuse or sexual digital forgery. And there's a wealth of research about the impact on individual users and on children, including the excellent work of Professor Claire McGlynn, who's a member of the Council of Europe's Committee of Experts on Combating Technology-Facilitated Violence Against Women and Girls. She gave evidence in a landmark case a few months ago in the Federal Court of Australia, saying the harms are equivalent for children, for girls and for women, of genuine images. But the second and third points I'd make are that secondly, generating these images is often part of a pattern of abuse or harassment. And I'm acutely conscious of the horrendous case of Nicole Coco Fox from Clondalkin, who of course died by suicide due to online abuse. So we know how devastating online abuse of any kind can be. We have to see this in that perspective. Mm. And then the third point I'd make is, in addition to individual harms, we've got to think of the broader societal issues. It's not only Grok, but also more generally, other nudification apps. We know that they're trained on vast data sets of mostly female images, because they tend to work most effectively on women's bodies. And as a result, 99% of sexually explicit deepfakes accessible online are estimated to be of women and girls. So this is also a gender-based violence issue in addition.
Everybody has expressed concern about this, the Taoiseach, the media regulator, the European Commission. But what actually needs to change to stop it?
Yeah, so, I mean, first of all, the protections that are actually there's a concern internationally about whether the protections in place are sufficient, because most of the protections from a legal and policy perspective internationally are very focused on the users themselves who may generate the images rather than the platforms and the products which facilitate the creation of these images. So, I mean, to take the platforms themselves, in this case, X, XAI has its own acceptable use policy, which prohibits depicting likenesses of persons in a pornographic manner. But plainly, that's completely insufficient. Now, second, within Ireland, there's existing laws of relevance, particularly in relation to individual users. So there's Section 5 of the Child Trafficking and Pornography Act 1998. I don't like the term child pornography, but that's the term that's used in the legislation. So that obviously applies. And of course, there's COCO's law from 2020 also, but they're quite focused on the individual users. Now, I know there's work being undertaken this week by the Attorney General's Office to review the existing framework. And there's excellent work being undertaken by Coimisiún na mBan, who are speaking to the Gardaí about these issues, and also the European Commission. But the issue here is Ireland's not alone. And internationally, there is a concern about the adequacy of the mechanisms for holding the platforms to account. And ultimately, this is in part a product safety issue and about whether the product itself, which allows the images to be generated, should be illegal or should be regulated more tightly, rather than simply the individual users who take action using it.
Okay, Cillian, can I ask you about an entirely separate matter? You're also a human rights lawyer. You have represented the Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Jimmy Lai And you had been speaking recently about your own treatment by the Chinese authorities, and you've said that you have received threats of dismemberment, of rape and death threats because of your work, and you've accused the Chinese state of leading a campaign of intimidation against you. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin is in China this week, and he was asked about the way which you have been treated by our correspondent, Angus Cox. Let's hear what he had to say.
I want to ask you about comments from Keelan Gallagher, the human rights lawyer representing Jimmy Lai, the pro-democracy businessman in Hong Kong, who's been in custody for a number of years now. She gave an interview in the recent days describing her experience with Chinese state media, saying that she's been painted as an enemy of the people here for defending Jimmy Lai, that there have been hit pieces, that her details of her work placement has been published in Chinese media. She also says she's received threats from Hong Kong. I'm just wondering what your view is on that, given you said you discussed human rights with the president the other day. It's obviously a big issue in terms of China.
Yeah, I discussed those issues last evening with Premier Li, the Jimmy Lai case, Xinjiang and Tibet. And as I have before with Foreign Minister Wang Yi, I mean, Chinese have their perspective on this, and they get robust defence of their position. But that, I mean, I haven't seen those particular comments, but that would not be, you know, I think these are issues clearly we have raised consistently, as has the European Union, with China. And it's very clear that there are two different perspectives on this.
That's the Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking in Shanghai in relation to that interview that you, Keelan Gallagher, gave to the Tommy Tiernan show. What's your response to what you heard from the Taoiseach there?
Of course, I've just heard the clip this morning, and I'm of course grateful to the Taoiseach for raising Jimmy Lai's case with his Chinese counterparts and the work that Ireland's been undertaking internationally, both with the European Union, as he mentioned, but also within the United Nations. The first thing I'd say is it's worth dwelling on when he says there are different perspectives. It's of course understandable that Beijing holds a different view on the matter than Dublin, but this isn't a simple he said, we said dynamic. The weight of international opinion is clear. The UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention has made a very clear finding that Jimmy Lai is arbitrarily and unjustly detained, shouldn't have spent a single day in prison, and there's a wide international condemnation of his treatment. So I would, of course, like to see Ireland joining the growing list of governments and indeed the European Union and UN experts who are not just raising concern about his case, but are going further and are calling for his immediate and unconditional release. And then in relation to my own personal situation, yes, it's important to say it's not just me accusing China. The UN Secretary General has raised the case as an example of reprisals for my human rights work. And I've had support from the Australian government, the New Zealand government, the Canadians, the UK and the US under the Biden administration these issues.
You are the Irish government's special rapporteur on child protection. Would you like to hear a stronger condemnation of the Chinese government's treatment of you by the Taoiseach of this country?
Certainly. I mean, I'm not aware of precisely how my situation has been discussed at that level, because I've just heard the clip too with him saying it was raised. And I'll, of course, wait to hear precisely what was said. I would point out, though, for all the pressures the Chinese government are putting on me, which are unpleasant and frightening, I'm not a poorly 78-year-old who's been held in solitary confinement for 5 years, who's just been convicted of trumped up charges, which means I'm going to die in prison without meeting my granddaughter and without seeing my family. So my focus, for which I'm very grateful for the continued support from the Irish government, remains on getting Jimmy Lai out of prison. That's my main concern.
Keelan Gallagher, human rights lawyer and Ireland's special rapporteur on child protection, thank you for speaking with us this morning. It's 8:49.